Sports Minutes with Elliot Danker and Ziaul Roshan.
Money FM 89.3. It is now time for Sports Minutes. I'm Elliot Danker together with Ziaul Roshan, again here to help with plans for the weekend.
How kind of us, right? I mean, it is an exciting weekend. It's a bit hot, but no reason to stay in because there's some exciting events going across the island.
Now, yesterday we spoke with the chairman of the SCC Soccer Sevens. They are celebrating their 30th anniversary. All the action is going to take place at the Padang. And he was telling about how they've got these international legends that are coming down. Now, you caught up with one of them earlier. I just want to get your reaction to this. My father used to watch Manchester United against Arsenal very often. He's a huge United fan. And every time this guy plays for Arsenal, he would go, I hate this fella. But then when he plays for England, he's like, well, I like this guy. You see, he's tackling. He's a hard guy. You know, that's why England is a good team, because he's an England fan. Have you had that reaction before?
Look, Elliot, I've never met your dad, but I feel I already relate to him because he obviously is referring to a certain Ray Parlour.
Wow.
And that player, for me, the same way I feel, is Steven Gerrard. Because I hate it when he's playing for Liverpool, but I love him when he's playing for England. And therefore, it resonates. Both Ray Parlour and Steven Gerrard, great midfielders of their generation. But yes, Ray Parlour is in town for the SCC Soccer Sevens. Now, yesterday, when we spoke to Guang, the chairman, right, he said it's a carnival atmosphere.
Okay.
So I had to go down and check whether the carnival is really taking shape. So I went down today to the Padang, tried to check out. I must say, the tentages look immense. They've got fans. It's looking good. I also found Ray Parlour, and I had to speak to him about the SCC Soccer Sevens, as well as Arsenal, of course. Ray, it's great to be here with you at the Padang. Firstly, welcome back to Singapore. You quite like the Lion City.
I love Singapore. I mean, it's one of the best places I've ever been. I've been a lot of places in the world, but I love coming to Singapore. It's very nice people. The only thing I struggle a little bit with is the heat, but other than that, it's fantastic. Absolutely love it.
I think our listeners will appreciate the honesty in terms of the heat, because me and you are both sweating out here at the Padang. Now, we are at the Padang for the SCC Soccer Sevens. You've been to this tournament before, but this year's a bit extra special because it's the 30th anniversary. How excited are you for the weekend ahead?
Well, it's all about coming back. I know Eddie, my mate, who's sponsors it, and he said, Ray, come, please come back for the 30th year. I said, of course I will, because I do enjoy coming to Singapore. As I said before, I played last few times and it was really good fun. And I'm here, hopefully, we can, I'll probably be more of a manager this time, but if I do well, who knows what can get back in the Premier League, maybe get a job in the Premier League. If I do well, we win it.
There might be a few vacancies next season. You teased it there, you might be lacing up your boots and playing. Are you excited to get back out on the pitch?
Well, it's difficult because, you know, I love golf more than football now. And I'm sure lots of people out there are exactly the same. I played football all my life, but golf is very, very important to me now. So my knee swells up a lot when I play football because twisting and turning. I tried that paddle tennis the other day, which was probably pretty popular here as well. And my knee swelled up for about 5 days, so I couldn't play golf. So I try not to do as much as I used to, but obviously love football. I mean, football is my dream as a kid, to play for Arsenal one day, and I'm glad I did. But as you get older, it gets a little bit harder, and you don't realise how hard it is until you finish your career.
You brought up Arsenal there. I have to ask you, they're in the midst of a title race, a three-way fight. Very, very exciting for the neutrals. How are you enjoying that?
Well, it's all about, you know, the lads, it's a young squad still. Hopefully they learned from last season. Man City were too strong last year. They're very strong as well this year. Liverpool are the ones probably at the moment because Jurgen Klopp leaving the club at the end of the season. But Arsenal, all they've got to do is keep trying to win games. They've got another tricky weekend. Brighton, you never know what expects of Brighton. They've still got some tricky away games as well, Spurs and Manchester United. But look, they're doing well. I'm really pleased. The atmosphere at the Emirates, I was there for a Luton game before I come here to Singapore. And the atmosphere is so good over there at the moment. So the players just got to keep responding, keep doing what they can do, and hopefully Man City and Liverpool slip up a few times and it gives them a chance.
I think you speak for a vast majority of the Gunners when you're hoping for the other two teams to slip up. Now, I have to ask you, silverware or not, regardless of what Arsenal end the season with, is this considered progress on that front?
Absolutely, yeah. It's definitely progress because you look at the young squad that they've got. You know, these young players are getting better and better. Look, of course, because you've got an excellent chance of winning a title and obviously Champions League as well, then look, it'd be brilliant if they can do it, but But you look at the progress they've made. I think they've learned from last season. Obviously, the signings in the summer were very, very strong. Havertz. People question Havertz, but he's got better as he's got on. Declan Rice has been the signing of the season for me. And so, look, it's certainly progress. But, you know, you don't get many opportunities where you can win the league. So, you know, they're in a position now, they've got a chance. It'd be an amazing season if they somehow can get over the line and win the league.
You touched on it there, Declan Rice. I'm going to pick up on that. You've played in that Arsenal midfield before, but how impressed have you been with Declan Rice? Because he came with a huge price tag, and we've seen players for other clubs burdened by that price tag.
Well, I never doubted him, really. I mean, I know Mark Noble very well, West Ham, ex-West Ham midfielder, and he said, Ray, what a player. Absolutely. He's played with him for many, many occasions. And it was a situation where I was just hoping they could get him. At one stage, it looked like he might go elsewhere, but he comes to Arsenal and he's been brilliant, absolutely superb. He's fitted in. I like him when he goes forward as well, because people, when they say about holding midfielders, I say I don't like that word, because there's opportunities in games where you get forward yourself if you're a holding midfielder and you can score a goal. Do that and then people fill in around you. So, he's been brilliant, absolutely brilliant for signing for Arsenal Football Club. Another leader, which they need, because captain, you can have one captain, but you need like six leaders on the pitch, which we had when I played football. So he's another leader in there who knows how to win. Well, he knows how to win trophies now after he won the big one for West Ham last season.
Talk to me about the transfer market. How much do you think you'll be worth in this day and age?
Oh, I went for a free transfer. So that was when I was 32, though, so a little bit different. But I wouldn't have a clue. You know, the market is the market. Really, I'm hoping nothing, because I always want to stay as long as I can for Arsenal Football Club. So I met my dream playing for Arsenal, and I would never have gone anywhere else until I knew I was going downhill. So I was going downhill a little bit at Middlesbrough, but I still had a great time at Middlesbrough when I went there. So my price tag will be nothing, because I would never leave.
Ray being modest as ever, maybe the listeners can chime in and tell us how much you think Ray would be worth. Let's quickly speak about Mikel Arteta. He gets a lot of credit because of the work he's doing, but I'm keen to find out, what about the key decision makers? How much have they trusted him to execute this?
Well, that is the big question is the owners now trust Mikel Arteta. They give him the money to spend. I know Edu very well, who buys the players. You know, he knows what he needs for a dressing room area. It's sometimes not all about ability. It's about what they can bring to the dressing room as well. So I think they've bought really well in recent years. And the owners really trust him. So I think any club, as soon as you get a manager, you think, well, this guy is the one we needed. Then you got to back him. And I think the club have done that. And I think it can only go from strength to strength. And there was times when he was struggling a little bit, and people saying, well, Arteta's not good enough. But they've really stuck with him now, and you can see see what he's done for the club now. It's been unbelievable. And the feel-good factor around the club. So, yeah, it's been brilliant, absolutely outstanding. And he's the sort of guy that, you know, I spoke to Arsene Wenger, and he said, Ray, when he played under me, he's always inquisitive, always asking questions about how to manage, how to do this, how to do that. So he's learned a little bit out of that Arsene Wenger, and obviously Guardiola being his assistant, he's learned a lot there. So he's put all that together to be the manager he is at the moment.
Yeah, certainly in good company when you mention Arsene and Pep, and we'll see how strongly he finishes. Ray, you touched on it there about slowing down. I'm just going to put that to the test with some quick fire questions to round up this interview. Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
All right, very quickly then. First ones first. Your favourite Arsenal memory?
It's got to be scoring the cup final, because that was... It's got to be quick. Cup final. 2002.
The best player you played with alongside at Arsenal?
It's very difficult. Henri, but I'll probably go Dennis Bergkamp.
The toughest opponent you faced in your career?
Hardest player I played against was Stuart Pearce, left back. But another tough one was Roy Keane.
Arsenal's player of the season so far this season?
Very difficult. I mean, I would say probably Declan Rice. But the two centre halves have been brilliant as well. Saliba and Gabriel, Odegaard. But I'll go probably Declan Rice at the moment.
And one unsung hero. You could mention the name you just mentioned.
Unsung hero? Well, they're not unsung heroes because they get the recognition. But I would say probably one of the centre halves, yeah, Gabriel probably.
One dream signing to make this Arsenal team better?
It would have been Harry Kane. Last season, but he went to Bayern Munich. But a striker, probably they need next season.
Premier League player of the season so far?
Premier League player. Again, we go by who wins the league. But you've got people like Phil Foden, for me.
Excellent. I think I already know the answer to this final question. But who will be crowned Premier League champions come May?
Well, look, all fingers are crossed now. And toes and everything. But hopefully in Arsenal. But the favourites probably will be Liverpool at the moment.
And a final question, just to wrap things up. We are at the SEC Soccer Sevens. For the listeners tuning in, why should they make their way to the Padang this weekend?
Well, it's a great tournament. It's a really good, exciting. It's great for the young. I'm here today for the youngsters as well, which is great. You know, coaching. And you want your children to be, like, not sportsmen, but go out and enjoy themselves, smile on their faces, and Every kid I've seen so far got a massive smile on their face, which is the best thing a mum and dad, I've got five children, mum and dad can ever see, is when your children are enjoying yourself. So I think that's probably the reason why, and have a bit of fun.
Fantastic, Ray. It's been brilliant speaking to you.
Top man. Thank you very much, my friend.
And of course, if you want to catch Ray Pala in action, Patrick Berger is also there. Head over to the Padang this weekend for the 2024 SEC Soccer Sevens. Admission is free.
Sports Minutes on Money FM 89.3.